אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. In about 18 hours from making this recording, Israel will begin the strangest Rosh Hashanah in her 72-year history. There will be no family gatherings around tables bulging with festival foods. The synagogues will not be bursting at the seams. The parks will not be crowded. Rosh Hashanah will take place under Seger, lockdown, for the second time. That overshadows all other news and has distracted citizens from what might otherwise be headlines for weeks. Israel on Tuesday signed landmark normalization deals with the United Arab Emirates and with Bahrain at a White House ceremony, with leaders hailing a new dawn for peace in the Middle East. The UAE-Israel agreement is a full peace treaty. The Bahrain-Israel agreement is a declaration of peace in which the sides commit to establishing full diplomatic relations. Hundreds of people amassed on the south lawn of the White House to witness the signing of the agreements. They are dubbed the Abraham Accords, and they formalize the normalization of Israel's already thawing relationship with the two Arab nations in line with their common opposition to Iran and its aggression in the region. U.S. President Donald Trump opened the ceremony, saying, "We're here this afternoon to change the course of history." Addressing the crowd before signing the agreements, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lauded the achievement as a pivot of history. He said he was filled with profound gratitude to the leadership shown by Trump, as well as Abu Dhabi and Manama, to bring hope to all the children of Abraham. He stressed his position that strength brings peace. UAE Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan thanked Netanyahu for halting the annexation of the Palestinian territories, which reinforce our shared will to achieve a better future for generations to come. He said that the deal will enable us to continue to stand by the Palestinian people and realize their hope for an independent state within a stable and prosperous region. Bahrain's Foreign Minister, Abdullatif Al-Zayani, spoke of a moment of hope and opportunity for all the people of the Middle East and a historic step on the road for genuine and lasting peace across the region. As the ceremony was taking place, sirens sounded in southern Israel as two rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip. One was shot down by Israel, the second landed in a street in Ashdod. One man, 62, was seriously injured, sustaining shrapnel wounds to his upper body from the rocket. He was collecting leftover loaves of bread to distribute to the poor when he was hurt. A second man, 28, suffered light injuries to his extremities from broken glass. Four other people suffered anxiety attacks. The rocket fire from Gaza underscored Palestinian opposition to the accords, which they see as a betrayal of decades of Arab policy that isolated Israel in the absence of a Palestinian state. The PA also declared its strong opposition to the agreements and organized street demonstrations in Ramallah. The Israeli delegation to Washington for the peace treaty signing entered a five-day quarantine on their return, despite attempts to persuade health officials to waive the requirements. Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Netanyahu, sought to be exempt from quarantine altogether. The government policy requires all those returning from highly affected countries, including the US, to self-isolate for 2 weeks. Health officials conceded to a shortened isolation period. Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah, did not wear masks during their meeting with US President Donald Trump. The Prime Minister also had no face covering during the signing ceremony. President Reuven Rivlin on Wednesday apologized to Israelis in a televised address to the nation from his residence in Jerusalem. Rivlin said, "I know that we have not done enough as a leadership to be worthy of your attention. You trusted us and we let you down." The president acknowledged the unpopularity of the lockdown, which will begin on Friday at 2 p.m., hours before the start of Rosh Hashanah, and will remain in effect through Yom Kippur and Sukkot, ending on the 9th after Simchat Torah. The nationwide closure includes strict limitations on movement, economic activity, gatherings, and see the continued closure of the education system, as well as other restrictions meant to combat the pandemic. The president also urged Israelis to band together to defeat the virus. He said, "I believe in this people I believe in our ability to prevail. I would like to ask you to believe in this people's ability to prevail. This is the time to follow the instructions to take care of yourself and those dear to you, to join hands to help those around you in need of assistance. There are great fears that many people will defy the instructions. Already, Haredi groups have organized demonstrations because demonstrations are still permitted under certain strict conditions, which are actually ways of allowing Hasidim to spend Rosh Hashanah with their rabbis and then return home to their places of residence. There are very high fines for traveling outside one's place of residence. However, buses taking people to legal activities, including demonstrations, are exempt. Defense Minister Benny Gantz said on Wednesday that he has instructed the army to dispatch another 500 IDF soldiers to help police enforce the nationwide lockdown. The reinforcements bring the total number of soldiers tasked with enforcing the closure up to 1,000. It is uncertain if Jerusalem's Temple Mount will be closed along with the rest of the country. The authority that administers the city's Muslim holy places announced on Thursday that it would be closed. However, after the Waqf authority held an emergency meeting with health officials, Waqf members decided to suspend the entry of worship starting Friday afternoon for a period of 3 weeks, and then hours later, there was doubt if the announcement was final. By Thursday night, the total number of coronavirus cases in Israel had reached 170,000 and 1,165 people have died. Many of the current cases are in the Haredi and Arab sectors and can be traced to violations of the restrictions, particularly to large weddings with guests not wearing masks or observing social distancing. Thousands of Israelis have taken advantage of the possibility of visiting Bulgaria and Greece, two countries that allow Israeli tourists, despite Israel's very high coronavirus infection rate, for the period of the lockdown. Zev Elkin, the minister tasked with negotiating the entrance of thousands of members of the Hasidic Braslav sect into the Ukraine for Rosh Hashanah, said on Thursday that talks with Kiev had not produced any results, and he urged the approximately 1,000 Israelis sitting on the border between Belarus and Moldova to return home before the holiday. Thousands of Hasidic worshippers had hoped to spend Rosh Hashanah at the gravesite of their revered 18th century rabbi in the city of Uman, as is their custom, but their entry has been banned. Despite the restrictions, Israelis are trying to enjoy the festival. Several families celebrated a day or two early, gathering the extended family to eat the symbolic foods and make the blessings for a better year. 50 years ago, Arik Einstein recorded his song, Aniva ata nishane et ha'olam, you and I will change the world. Today, it has been played over the radio as the song of hope for the coming year. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all our listeners Shana Tova Tikatevu Betechatemu.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.